إلهي
Regret is the key word for today. Regret is the name of that very powerful emotion, the negative emotion, that every one of us has experienced at one level or another. So overwhelming regret can be in the life of a person that if it is not managed with Iman and certainty and Quran and Salah, a person may become suicidal. People will be pleading with Allah Almighty for death. Why? Because Yawm al-Qiyamah is called Yawm al-Hasra, the day of regret. That is one of its names. Thus Allah said, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ Warn them, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the day of regret. Warn them. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةِ Whilst people are still asleep. وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ And others, they will not believe in Allah. They are the terrorized ones. They are al-khaifun. They are an-nadimun, the regretful ones. These are the petrified ones. So regretful they will be that some of them would have lowered their heads in shame, and they will be heard saying to Allah, رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَارْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ O Allah, we now see and we can now hear, so please allow us to return to dunya so that we may do good. We are now very certain. Whilst a second group will be heard screaming out in regret, saying, Ya hasratana ala ma farratuna fiha. How great is our regret because we didn't give this thought. Whilst a third group will be suicidal on the day of judgment, craving for death as they shriek out, saying, Ya laytani kuntu turaba. I wish I was dust. Ya laytaha kanat al-qadiya. We wish death was the end, they will say. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, as Imam al-Bukhari narrates in his Sahih on the authority of Abi Hurairah, giving us one of the harrowing scenes of regret that will appear on this day. Can you imagine handing over 2 or 3 or 10 Ramadans worth of hard work and thirst and sacrifice to somebody else who didn't do it? Can you imagine? Worse still, can you imagine carrying the sins of people, sins that you didn't commit? Imagine reading your book on the Day of Judgment and you find zina, fornication, wal'ayadhu billah. You find adultery, you find alcohol, you find interest, you find pornography. You find sins that you didn't commit. Others have transferred them onto you. And now you have to find an answer before Allah for these sins that you didn't do. How can that situation take place? By oppressing another Muslim. By wronging another individual. Thus the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the famous hadith which Imam al-Bukhari narrates on the authority of Abi Hurairah. مَنْ كَانَتْ عِنْدَهُ مَظْلَمَةٌ لِأَخِيهِ مِنْ عَرْضِهِ أَوْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَلْيَتَحَلَّلْهُ مِنْهُ الْيَوْمِ قَبْلَ أَنْ لَا يَكُونَ دِينَارٌ وَلَا دِرْهَمٌ إِنْ كَانَ لَهُ عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ أُخِذَ مِنْهُ بِقَدْرِ مَظْلَمَتِهِ وَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ حَسَنَاتٌ أُخِذَ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ صَاحِبِهِ فَطُرِحَتْ عَلَيْهِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ ثُمَّ طُرِحَ فِي النَّارِ He said, whoever of you has wronged his brother in any way, whether in regards to his honor or any other way, then make sure you beg his forgiveness today before a day comes where there will be no dinar and no dirham. In other words, today we can settle our scores with the pound and the dollar. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, there will be no pound and dollar, dinar and dirham. It will be the exchange of good deeds and the transferring of sins. So he says, whoever of you has wronged his brother in any way, with regards to his honor or any other way, then let him beg his forgiveness before a day comes when there will be no dinar and dirham. He said, if you have good deeds on that day, he will be allowed to take from your good deeds depending on the size of your wrongdoing. If, however, your good deeds, they run out before you pay your debt, then he will be allowed to transfer his sins onto you. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is one of the most frightening and disturbing realities of the Day of Judgment, wallah. The reality that states, you and I cannot give a single good deed to the people we love the most. Your mother, your father, your wife, your children, they will ask you and you will refuse because you need that good deed just as much as they do. Whilst on the other hand, some people will be forced to give over their good deeds to the people they hate and they despise, because they had backstabbed them, mocked them, conspired against them, plotted against them, failed to pay their wages on time, or any other type of wrongdoing.